everyone. We wanted to tell you about a new show we are loving, the Culture Study Podcast with Anne Helen Peterson.
It's a show about exploring the nooks and crannies of the culture that surrounds you. Each week, Anne and a super smart co-host answer listeners' questions about the stuff they find interesting and perplexing, like, why do clothes suck now? Is Paw Patrol propaganda, or is it not that deep? And what's the deal with everyone I know getting a divorce?
Like Anne's tremendously popular newsletter, the Culture Study Podcast is funny, insightful, and kind of weird. And it's guaranteed to help you become the most interesting person at parties. Listen to the Culture Study Podcast every Wednesday, wherever you get your shows.
This podcast is free. And it's accessible to everyone, thanks to support from listeners like you. If you value this show, please consider supporting its production by donating to our home, KUOW. It only takes a minute to give, and you'll be helping to support the production of this podcast. Make a donation at KUOW.org or follow the link in the show notes. And thanks!
Are you sure you want to admit that?
That guy seems like a wizard. I watch a lot of shows about antiquity. Like, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me. I am on a roller coaster.
Text me back at once.
Why won't you text me back?
Text me back.
Text me back, Megan. Welcome to Text Me Back, a podcast from two best friends whom science has determined are most likely to make you laugh. I'm Lindy West.
And I am Megan Hatcher-Mays. On today's show, it's all March Madness all the time, unless it's a copyright violation to call it that. So if it is, then let's say today's show is all about going wild for sports in the third month of the year, because March Madness is upon us.
But Megan, I hate sports. And what's March Madness?
First of all, you don't hate sports. And March Madness, who could say, really? Theoretically, it's a college basketball tournament between 64 teams. And then the rounds get fun names like Sweet 16 and the Final Four, blah, blah, blah. And then eventually you become the champion. I don't really watch the games. I just like the bracket. I like to pit
right
people against each other. That's what I'm about. You know what I mean?
Because we love fighting.
We love toxic competitiveness.
Yes. However, I want to issue a grave acknowledgement that many of you may have heard this introduction and you thought, sports on my podcast? No way, Jose. I want to hear that. I want to hold space for that. I see you and I acknowledge you. However, Megan and I have a little case we'd like to make for why sports is a good TV show, actually.
Sports have a narrative structure that go beyond the physicality of the sport, although that's very fun too. Who doesn't love a satisfying dunk? Do you know what I mean?
And we're going to do a whole game. We're going to do our own bracket. It's going to be called Text Me Bracket. It's going to be all of the characters that you've come to love from our lore of Text Me Back show, and we will crown one elite Text Me Back character. But there's another really important thing we're going to talk about on the show today, Megan. What is that?
We're going to be reading your birthday accolades. Actually, I'm going to be reading your birthday accolades to your face, which is kind of like a sport if you think about it. So
it's my birthday?
What?
I totally forgot.
But first, as we mentioned, March Madness got us thinking about basketball, but I don't watch college sports. There's too many of them. So we are going to be talking about the NBA. It's a little bit more streamlined, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And Lindy, you live in an NBA household now, so you're like an expert.
Yes. And I firmly believe that the NBA is the perfect gateway into the drama and narrative of the sports because I've lived it. I've lived it myself. Mm-hmm.
You're like a convert. Yeah.
I'm a convert. I'm a guinea pig. I'm a test subject. I'm the canary down in the mine. And I'm saying to you, cheep, 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 this will not kill you from boredom. This will delight you like a big handful of birdseed.
I feel like I'm like the opposite. I grew up loving basketball. huge Supersonics fan in like the Gary Payton, Sean Kemp era, the Rain Man and the glove, you know,
the glove.
Like I went to a few playoff games back then. It was so fun. Like in like 1996, my aunt and uncle actually used to have seats that were super close to the basket and you could hear Gary Payton like jawing at like the other team.
Gary Payton, a legendary shit talker.
Nothing was off limits. I said anything that I wanted to. I talk about your mother. I talk about your father. I talk about your kids. I talk about your wives. Yeah, I'll say anything to get them mad.
If there was like a Hall of Fame category for greatest shit talker in the history of the NBA, Gary Payton, first round ballot, unanimous. And then some oil barons in Oklahoma City took my team away. They took away the mascot Squatch, who has like not been seen since. I hope he's doing all right. And so then I lost... You know, I'm like the kid in the Polar Express who stopped believing in Santa Claus. You know what I mean?
You know where Squatch went? He went to Maine to play middle school basketball with Picasso Dulap. That's a callback to an earlier episode that you should go listen to in the archives.
That's right. Screenwriter Brian Daley got him a job in a film called Big and Hairy. That's a callback.
That was really sad, Megan. And I'm sorry that happened to you and to me and us all.
Yeah. Although, obviously, the two of us stan the Seattle Storm. Even though the Sonics left, we still have a basketball team, the beautiful and stunning and extremely talented Seattle Storm. And Lindy, would you like to tell people about the award
Storm gave you? Yes. In fact, one moment, please.
All right, just to quickly sports announce what's happening here. Lindy has gotten up from her desk. She's going to the key to grab her crystal award. There is a small basketball in the center of the award, and Lindy takes it to the hole. It says
the 2018 Inspiring Women Award. It's a crystal basketball on a mirrored base. It has an etched glass thingy. It has the Storm logo.
Nice.
And I got to go to the game and sit in the box with Seattle's mayor, Jenny Durkin. And then And then they brought me down on the court. And then, you know, they didn't ask me one question about my basketball career.
What?
And yeah, and I was good at basketball, Megan.
I bet you were.
I had perfect form. But what's funny about me is that my resume is stupid. And so they had to be like, I guess this was 2018. So like I didn't have butt news yet or shit actually, but they had to like read a thing about me. And it was like, Lindy West loves having abortions. I just remember being like, thank you.
I mean, you don't know how many girls you inspired to go into middle school basketball. You don't know.
That's true. I was quite good at basketball. However, I'm not a competitive girly. No, so what I liked was practice and drills. I loved fundamentals. And then I didn't want to play in a game.
No.
I was like, this is scary.
Yeah.
I'm stressed. And so I was a choker. And I sort of... I sort of quit.
Yeah.
I just sort of petered out.
I was not good, but I've been like 5'8" since I was like 10.
Yeah.
And so everyone's like, oh, you have to play basketball. And I am so bad at basketball. It's unbelievable. All I have from that time is a really funny picture of myself looking pissed off in my Queen Anne Grizzlies team photo and like two sprained fingers on each hand. So... Thank you to my coach, Eric Lacidas, who was a columnist for the Seattle Times. He was our coach. So thank you, Coach Lacidas, for teaching me the fundamentals, I guess. Anyway, let's talk about how you got converted to NBA. I mean, so for me,
yes.
I've been taking little steps. Like for me, I'm getting served a lot of really funny NBA content on TikTok where I spend most of my time. My husband's is from Madison, Wisconsin, so he's a big fan of the Milwaukee Bucks, which means I love Giannis Antetokounmpo. Ugh. He's the Milwaukee Bucks power forward. What exactly was it that got you NBA got their hooks in you? Tell me a little bit about your favorite players.
Okay, well, so Giannis is actually an important part of my story as well. So my dear, sweet husband, Ahame Faleje Oluo, also the composer of the music for this show, is very tall, is like 6'6". And when that Michael Jordan documentary came out on Netflix,
yeah.
The Last Dance, which, by the way, if you want an entry point into why sports are interesting, that's like an incredible drama. And it really brings you into it.
More dramatic than Love is Blind, more dramatic than The Ultimatum. Michael Jordan is bringing the drama.
It gets its hooks in you and you can't look away. So I recommend that. But Aham watched that, and Aham is a little neurodivergent and gets sort of hyper fixated on different things. So for many years, it was microphones, and Aham would sort of info dump at me about different kinds of microphone. And that has not gone away. But when Aham watched The Last Dance, he started to think about Michael Jordan. and then he realized in his research that he is exactly the same height and has the same wingspan as Michael Jordan, which means his arms tip to tip. And he always resisted playing basketball because he's really tall. So everyone was always like, you go play basketball, just like you said. And he was always like, no, I will not be defined by my wingspan. I'm a sensitive art boy. And I'm a jazz man. I'm a jazz cat. But then he started thinking about Michael Jordan. He realized he could have been a contender. He could have been the greatest NBA player of all time. It's essentially the realization. So then he got fixated on basketball, playing basketball and watching basketball. He realized he could dunk. But unfortunately, this didn't happen until he was 38. So the dunking years are dwindling. But all of a sudden, basketball is the new hyper fixation in my house. It's on at all times. He has somehow absorbed the entire history of the NBA.
Yeah.
At first, I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like it's microphones all over again.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, so Giannis Antetokounmpo of the Milwaukee Bucks is Nigerian, like Aham Efele. However, his family emigrated to Greece. Mm-hmm. And so he was raised in Greece. So he has this like hilarious Greek accent. Like he sounds like an old Greek man.
You asked me the same question last year, Eric. Okay. Do you get a promotion every year on your job? No, right? So every year you work is a failure. Yes or no? No. Michael Jordan played 15 years, won 6 championships. The other 9 years was a failure? That's what you're telling me? No, I'm asking you a question. Yes or no?
But I think Aham really latched onto Giannis first because he was like, this is a Nigerian guy like me. Giannis is very lovable and very funny. And so then I got hooked into Giannis and I was like, well, if I love Giannis, who else is out there in the NBA waiting to delight me? And now let me say one thing. Normally, I don't think white people should play basketball.
That's what the PGA is for. Okay, leave us alone.
However, Denver Nuggets center, big man, Nikola Jokic, is another incredible character in the NBA. He is so large. He is so lumbering. He's so good at basketball. But it's like you see him on the court and you're like, that man's about to, his knees are going to snap in half. He's going to fall down and die. But it is always amazing to me. Like, I feel like it's very inspiring. Like, I feel like I kind of run like Jokic runs. And so I'm like, oh, maybe I could be in the NBA. But what I love about Jokic is that Jokic, he's not interested in basketball at all.
He's like, this is my job. I just want to win games so I can return to Serbia to ride pony.
Like, he wants to get back to Serbia. And literally, like, they won the championship last year. And all the interviews, people were like, Jokic, are you excited that you won the championship?
And if you're looking forward to a parade coming up in Denver.
Men's parade? Men's parade?
Thursday.
No. I need to go home. Okay.
I love it when people are passionate about the game, but I also love it when they're like, this is John. <I know. laughs> And you know what, Megan? You know what the best part is? You don't have to watch the NBA to get all of the NBA stories. You don't have to watch the games. You don't have to do any of that. You can just watch one very special program, and it's called Inside the NBA. It's on TNT, NBA on TNT. Hosted by 4 best friends,
which we love.
Shaq, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith. Obviously, we know Shaq and Chuck are famous former basketball players. Kenny also played basketball.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
And then Ernie Johnson, who is a guy.
He's a guy they know.
He's a guy they know. A longtime sportscaster. And they cover what happened in the games. Who cares? But they cover they cover the tales. They cover the jokes. And they have a banter that is sweeter than honey,
it's,
Megan.
It's unmatched. So, okay, so it's four best friends. But really, the true beautiful dynamic is between Charles Barkley and Shaq.
Just a little brain teaser before we go to break.
Don't you have to have a brain to tease some people?
These two big beefy boys are always going at it. And the best part is that they sit opposite ends of the table. So they have to like lob insults at each other, like over Kenny and Ernie. It just makes it that much more dramatic.
Because you've only been to the finals once. So
I
you don't know.
I was riding on Dwayne Wade's and Kobe's coattails.
Doesn't matter, Chuck. I got the same thing you got, and I passed you up 10 years
ago. Just letting you know. Anyway, if I had been riding on Kobe's coattails and Dwayne Wade's.
Anyway.
And Alonzo Mourning, too. Guys. I forgot about
must
him.
Must win for those guys. Everybody and Rick knows Fox. You're a bum.
Kenny and Ernie mostly just sit there going like, oh my God, what is happening? But I think what I love about this show is it's very familial to me, like very cozy and familial to me. I think if you grew up with Black family, which I did, Shaq and Chuck really bring this like uncles slash older cousins about to cut up at the function, at the family function energy. They're about to do, run the dozens on each other. And then they do on ostensibly what's supposed to be a basketball show. But one of my favorite things that Chuck brings up, anytime anybody says anything about the San Antonio Spurs, he'll be like,
San Antonio is a wonderful city. But
no, we really don't need to do this again.
He makes a joke every time. Well, you know, they got those big old women down in San Antonio.
And they want me to apologize. That's not going to happen.
What they want to apologize for?
Me joking about those big old women down in San Antonio. Yeah, so listen, y'all can write letters to your mama, your daddy, your uncle. I'm gonna have fun on television. You know that I'm joking around.
What do they eat?
Oh, churros. Churros on the house.
Objectively, like that's hurtful, Chuck, and that's rude. And I will never stop laughing at it when he says that when he starts talking about those big old women they got down in San Antonio. Here's his favorite thing to mention is that they can't get those cute little underwear down in San Antonio.
What they wear, Chuck? They wear them big old bloomers down there, Chuck. They can't get in them cute little panties. They wear bloomers.
We want you to look in the camera and apologize right now.
Listen, you big old women need to stop eating so much.
It's so unhinged. It's so funny.
Here's a little gift I have for you, Megan. I feel like, as a famous fat writer, I am allowed to say that that's fine.
Thank you.
And we can have it.
I was hoping you would.
I'm going to sanction that. I don't even have to talk to the board. I think actually I feel like it's very fat positive actually for Chuck to acknowledge what a beautiful life it is to eat churros and wear bloomers. That's the life that I want. And it's the life that I live. So I appreciate that. And like one of the best things about Chuck and Shaq is that they are allies. They're really, like you said, they're there for you when it counts.
Right. Yes.
Bud Light had a famous and very beloved trans influencer advertise a can of Bud Light one time, and then all Republicans lost their minds and were shooting Bud Light and exploding it with a gun. And then Chuck was at some event and he goes on stage and he's like, if you're shooting your Bud Light, you're stupid.
All you rednecks or assholes who don't want to drink Bud Light, y'all. Hey, I ain't worried about getting canceled. Because let me tell you something. If y'all fire me and give me all that money, I'm going to be playing golf every day.
You have a problem with trans people? You have a problem with me.
Hey, and I want to say this. If you're gay, bless you. If you're transgender, bless you.
I just can't think of a more powerful ally than that.
I know.
Than Chuck.
I know. I mean, I think Shaq is really similar. Shaq is not a perfect person. No, none of us are. But one of my favorite Shaq ally moments was like a year ago in the women's college national championship. It was LSU versus Iowa. LSU's big star Angel Reese was doing a lot of shit talking to Caitlin Clark, who's Iowa's big famous player, and all of the white sports guys came out of the woodwork to call Angel Reese, who is black, classless. It was all very racially coded. Unsurprisingly, Caitlin Clark is white. So Keith Olbermann, who used to be a sportscaster, and then he was everyone's mom's favorite MSNBC host before he left. I don't know what happened to him. He tweeted that Angel Reese was a, quote, fucking idiot. And Shaq responded with, shut your dumb ass up and leave Angel Reese alone. And I said, oh, do I stan Shaquille O'Neal now? And then it wasn't just a one-off, gang. I'm so pleased to report it was not a one-off. So then Dave Portnoy, who is a rancid little turkey who runs Barstool Sports, called Angel Reese a classless piece of shit, to which Shaq responded, and so is your mother. I love him.
That's king behavior.
It is. When we talk about allies, this is what we're talking about. Okay.
One of the things I like best about Chuck and Shaq, Megan, is that they remind me of us.
I know. I know. I think so, too. I think there's so much about Shaq and Chuck that actually does remind me of us and is very Lindy and Megan coded, which is why I like watching the clips, is why I like watching the show, because at my core, I am a narcissist. Yeah. But, if you had to say, which one of us do you think is the Chuck and which one is the Shaq?
Megan, guess what?
What?
We are doing the show live!
That's right. I won't have a fun, fancy jacket from Saks Off Fifth, but we will have games and laughter and some secret special friends, maybe.
So get your butts over to Town Hall Seattle Friday, March 15th at 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Get your tickets at kow.org/events or look for the link in our show notes today.
Which one of us do you think is the Chuck and which one is the Shaq?
It's very clear to me.
Go on.
And I'm curious what your answer
to
this
is. I'm so curious what your answer is to this, because I have a thought too.
To me, there is no doubt that you are the Shaq and I am the Chuck.
That's what I said too.
Yeah,
that's what I said too. I just feel like, okay, I want to hear your reasons.
Okay, well, Chuck is a little bit more bewildered. Shaq is a little bit more with it. Like, Shaq would never say Tave Matthews Band, but Chuck says weird shit that doesn't make sense all the time. And then Shaq will be like, what are you talking about? And I feel like that's our exact dynamic.
Yep.
Which I love. I just feel like Shaq is more pointy and Chuck is more round, if that makes sense.
I just want you, I have my notes, because we talked about this last week. I have my notes right here and I wrote on it, Chuck just says whatever. And yeah. I just really feel like, I feel like that's so Lindy coded. Like, we once had a meeting with the team at KUOW about the live show that's coming up. And Lindy out of nowhere just goes, I think I have that weird new toe fungus that they're talking about in the news. And everybody on the call was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you talking about? And that's so Chuck coded. Like, compare that to like one of my favorite Chuck moments, where he was on Ernie's podcast and he was telling Ernie that he has to bring his own bars of soap with him when he travels.
Because I almost had a couple accidents with the soap in hotels.
In what way?
Well, when I was washing a part of my body, I almost had a little incident.
What the heck are you talking about?
I almost had a little incident with those little bars of soap.
Almost lose it?
I almost lost it. And I was like, whoa, that was too close for comfort. So now I travel with my own big bars of soap.
And I was like, oh my God, Lindy is Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley is Lindy.
I'm proud.
It's so amazing. I thought I was a little bit more like Shaq too. I feel like Shaq can be very pointed. He's really in his like, I don't want to say like unbothered uncle era, but he's untethered from consequences now, which I love about him. That's what I aspire to always. But he's willing to like fight. Like he'll clap back.
You're cranky tonight, man.
What's I ain't up? Cranky.
Man, you might have caused an electrical fire in here, man.
Y'all trying to be funny, but I ain't laughing.
I know you're not.
That's right. That light right you're cranky. In trouble. I ain't cranky.
I wish that there was a way for the audio of this moment to come through on the podcast, but we will post a photo of this on the Instagram because just the visual of it sent me to Mars last night when I was watching clips of Inside the NBA.
Ernie Johnson, Shaq, Kenny, and Charles. If it looks a little darker,
it is darker
on this side of the set. There's a reason for that.
I guess what happened was at some point over a commercial break, Shaq got annoyed that the studio lighting was very bright in his face. So he walked all the way up to where the lights were with like a broom and punched the light out so that it would stop shining in his face. So they come back for break. Kenny, Ernie, and Chuck are all sitting there perfectly lit. Shaq is sitting to the side in pitch blackness.
You've been complaining about the light in your eyes.
Oh, I have not been complaining.
Yeah, you have.
Okay, and y'all think it's funny. After the segment, I'm going to bust every light up in there.
What, the light's just too bright for you?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are you doing, Shaq?
I'm breaking the light. I'm going to ask 10 times already.
But clearly, you don't see how black you are. You
would, yeah,
you,
they just did that, but
you,
I know.
You didn't smile. We wouldn't,
how can you, why would you break a light, Shaq?
Because I felt like it. I'll break you.
Dude, the only thing we see over there is your shirt.
It was so funny. And I was like, yes, I would absolutely punch out a light. But by the way, even more bacon-coated, the reason he punched out the light is not just because it was too bright, but because it was hot and it was making him sweat. And I was like, Shaq is a pig person just like me.
Yeah, pig DNA.
It was amazing. It was amazing.
Yep.
These four guys, and Shaq and Chuck in particular, are so funny. It's so worth watching this show if you want to laugh. You do not have to like basketball to enjoy the show.
No.
It's so good.
And Ernie and Kenny are incredibly valuable as well. Like, we couldn't make the show without Jeannie and Brandy.
That's right.
actually making the show happen. Enforcing actual broadcasting to occur.
I know. Meanwhile, I'm punching out my microphone.
I'm staring at my toe fungus.
Yeah, and you're sending me texts that say, being a wild animal must be crazy. Imagine trying a human cultivated fruit for the first time.
Imagine it, though.
Imagine.
Okay, here's the last thing I'll say. A gift that Shaq has given me, and a thing that Shaq and I have in common, which is why I have a Shaq-coded best friend. So Shaq loves bloopers. And Shaq has his own blooper segment where he will show the NBA bloopers of the week, which is like, oh, someone bounces the ball off their foot. And then Shaq will play a sound effect that's like, doink. And the segment is called Shaqed and a Fool. And if there is one mission statement for this show, it's that we aim to be Shaqed and a Fool week in
always
and week out for all of you.
I think we nailed it.
I think we did.
Well, I hope we convinced you. If I were listening, I would be convinced because I love to laugh.
Yeah.
You know, like, same. What more do you need? So give it a watch. Give it a listen. Go to Google. Type in Best of Shaq and Chuck. You will. I say this every week. The text me back guarantee is that you will love it.
Yep.
Lifetime text me back guarantee. Right. We just talked a lot about professional sports, which I think we proved are incredible. So look forward to turning our Instagram account into exclusively Inside the NBA clips. But right now, we want to talk about something that was inspired by college sports. And here's why we thought of it. Turns out I'm actually very competitive, deeply and toxically so, but I'm bad at sports. So it's a bad outlet for my competitiveness. Lindy, as you mentioned previously, you like games, but you're not competitive. So I think we've come up with the perfect solution for us both and for the Text Me Backlights. Because we love a bracket, folks, and we're going to introduce to you now Text Me Bracket. The official Text Me Back third month of the year insanity game, where ultimately the best animal will face off against the worst person.
A traditional bracket in college basketball has 64 teams, but we're very lazy.
Yes.
And we don't want to do this forever. we don't want to do this for weeks and weeks and weeks.
No.
So we're starting with just 16, 8 of the best animals on one side and 8 of the worst people on the other, all drawn from the Text Me Back lore. If you aren't sure who some of these characters are, you can always go back and listen to our archives, every single episode over and over. Please send them to everyone that you know also. But we will be posting these polls on Instagram, and we will post an explanation of, you know, a little background on who each character is, who each animal is, who each person is. And we're going to put the matchups in the Text Me Back Pod Instagram stories later today. So you can go there and vote. You decide who makes it to the next round. And then all of this will culminate in a championship matchup between a best animal and a worst person. And now maybe you're thinking, hey, surely the best animal can defeat the worst person.
We don't know that.
But we don't know that. That's not exactly how this show works. I feel like this show is a beautiful mosaic of complicated, problematic faves. Mm-hmm. Some of the things that we hate the most are actually the things that we love the most.
That's right.
Because we love to hate.
New tagline alert. Go to our Instagram at TextMeBackPod. There's going to be a bracket there. You can fill it out yourself. You don't have to fill out a bracket. You can just vote. That's another thing about me. I freaking love voting in online March Madness derivative games. And in democracy also.
Yes.
Sure. Why not? All right. It's time to hear the contestants for our Text Me Bracket. I will read the best animals and Lindy will read the worst people. And again, if you don't know who these people are, go to our Instagram account or listen to our archives, which you should do anyway. So fun back there. So fun. All right, here we go. Best animals. Number one, Barry, Lindy's dog. Number two, Freakaconda. Number three, The Time Team. Number four, Oprah the Wall Rat. Number five, a dog poop in a peach pit. Number six, Mr. Darcy, a famous animal. Number seven, a raccoon who doesn't want any trouble. And number eight, a cursed Iowa angel statue that will kill you if you've had sex. Lindy, the worst people, if you please.
All right, worst people. Number one, Kayak Dad. Number two, Dr. Gregory House.
But he's a genius.
He's worst. Number three, Lobelia Sackville Baggins. Number four, of course, it's the killer. Number five, it's the algorithm. Number six, man with teeth. Number seven, vampire boy. And of course, number eight, Chitu, parentheses, dimwitted.
Text Me Back Lights, head to at Text Me Back Pod on Instagram. You can fill out your own bracket. The matchups will be in our Instagram stories, and then we will decide the winners and move on. And then whoever wins gets to be Lindy and my best friend. Figuratively. Lindy, are you ready to be feted? Feted?
Boy, am I feted!
Lindy, are you ready to be celebrated?
Yes, Megan! It's what I deserve.
It is what you deserve. Lindy's birthday is Saturday, March 9th. It's an illustrious holy day among Lindy fans, myself included. And as a birthday gift to you and to our listeners, we have a very special surprise that I don't even know where to begin with what we're to play. I don't know what to say.
This was a special surprise birthday gift made for me by my dear husband, Aha Mayfle, who we mentioned earlier in the program. If you've listened to last week's episode, you'll know what this is. And if you haven't, we'll explain it after the clip, or you can pause right now, go listen to last week's episode, specifically the segment about Snake of the Week and the massive new species of anaconda discovered by Will Smith and a Dutch scientist named Professor Dr. Freakvonk. I cannot believe that this exists. I received it last night, and now I give it to you. Please enjoy.
One time with the Freakvonk. Four. I hit him two times with a freak bump. Freak bonk.
Ooh, Dr. Bonk.
Freak bonk. We are the freak.
Doo doo. Dr. Bonk.
Bonk bonk.
Ooh, wiggly skin.
Stay on the ones. always keep it funky. We are the freak. Okay, I can't do this anymore.
To the bump.
I feel like there's no need to have a Grammy ceremony next year because we all know who's getting all the awards. It's a hum for Freak Funk.
Yep.
You know?
Sweeping the Grams. If you didn't listen to last week's episode, there was a story about the snake. And we noticed that the scientist who had reported on the snake is named Dr. Freak Funk. Megan said, Freak Funk? That sounds like a Parliament Funkadelic song. And then we did a little impression. It might sound a little something like this. And then we did a little improv. Aha Mayfile, the house composer for this show, took the audio of me and Megan doing our little bits and composed a bespoke funky tune that is not a GarageBand pre-programmed funk beat.
Nope.
Aha Mayfile went to the music studio, laid down the drums, invented a guitar part and a bass part and added the horns and built this from the ground up and then dropped in our audio to create this musical masterpiece for my birthday.
I mean, after that, I don't know what we're going to do next week to try to top Freak Funk.
I guess the show's over.
I guess that's it. No. Speaking, Lindy, of our Instagram account at TextMeBackPod, I have received some very loving DMs recently at that account. By the way, I run it. So if you think you're talking to an intern, you're not. You're talking to me. And Lindy's one wish for her birthday was for me to read compliments to her.
Yeah.
So thank you to the Text Me Backalites who sent us accolades.
Listen, I have a pun. Text Me Backalades.
Ooh. Here comes Lindy's birthday. Text Me Backalades. Here we go. This one is from M. Stearns. They write, Lindy has given me many hours of deep joy and fulfillment. My favorite thing she has offered the universe is her reading the audio versions of her own books, which I have listened to on road trips, and which probably have put me into semi-extreme danger because I am sometimes laughing too hard to be trusted with a motor vehicle. This podcast makes me feel like I can get a little dose of that happiness every week, and I do think it's even better with Megan. That's me.
I agree that I'm better with Megan.
Okay, let me get through this. Come on. In there too, because part of what I really respect about Lindy is the love, loyalty, and support that she shows the people around her. Seeing that play out in this relationship sort of live is very special. Lindy, the other thing I want you to know is that I pretty much agree with all of your opinions as shared on Instagram. You really just get it. Thank you and happy birthday. Thank you, M. Stearns. Some of her opinions are actually bad, but the rest of this I thought was really nice. All right, next. This is from Kat. They write, Lindy, happy birthday. You are older than you were yesterday and also older than you were a year ago. This is an achievement. You are an achievement, and you achieved a thing of finishing up another book. Wow. Believe to achieve. Happy birthday, number one achieving person who achieves things. And then there's like 10 snake emojis. That one's nice.
Yes!
I like that a lot.
Yes!
Oh, this one's from Elise. They said, OMG, Lindy did a cameo for my birthday and she hated on It's a Wonderful Life, which gave me life. That is actually a terrible movie. This is Megan speaking, not Elise. It's so bad. Anyway, she is brilliant and hilarious and gorgeous, and I derive so much pleasure from her existence. It is the first hardcore parasocial relationship I've ever had where I would legit want to be friends. So I'm glad to be a Backalite worshiping at the Church of Tave Matthews Band. Well, unfortunately, yes. Elise, you are canceled by me, but Lindy is very, very happy about this accolade. Thank you.
Uncanceled, veto, uncanceled.
All right, Courtney says, happy birthday, Lindy. I've read each of your books and butt newses to my husband out loud in full, and no one makes him laugh harder than you. Can't wait to read your new one. I like that one because last week we were accused of stifling men's joy, and Courtney has proven that is false. Men can't get enough.
I do want to enhance men's joy.
Okay. Okay, this is from Anne. Not to be dramatic, but Lindy's writing genuinely changed my life. As a fat woman, my life is marked by two distinctive periods, before Shrill and after Shrill. I have loved following her evolution as a human and as a writer, and now her sense of humor on the podcast is getting me through another really difficult moment in my life. In short, Lindy is my Lord and Savior, and I sing her praises on high. Lindy paid all these people $100 apiece. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, should we? What if we started a church?
Yes. What if we started a cult
and we got these guys to join it?
Yes.
It's a club.
It's a club.
It's a club.
It's a spirituality club.
It's a spirituality club. That's right. That's all.
This is the last one, which I just, it's just one sentence long, but it's a classic. This is from Elena, and they say, been following Lindy since Jezebel days, and she once described Trump as an air horn with a wig on, and I still laugh about it. Truly a brilliant writer.
That's nice. Thanks, Happy everyone.
Happy birthday.
That made me have a good birthday.
Somehow Lindy's going to have a mysterious second birthday in like 3 months when she needs another pick-me-up, so just stay tuned for that. But thank you for sending in the birthday accolades.
I can't stop wiggling in my chair. You know, I really struggle. I have this like some kind of disorder where I'm not sure that I exist. And I always am like, can people see me? Do people know I like when my friends get mad at me for not like texting them back or something, text me back. I'm always like, oh, you noticed that? Just like assume that nobody that I don't register.
I'm a ghost.
But then exactly. That's how I feel. And so maybe that's why I never shut up, because I'm constantly trying to like prove that I exist to myself. But it's really nice to hear the people that I do exist. That's just so nice.
Yeah.
Let's just let Freak Bonk take us out one more time.
One time with the Freak Bonk. Four. I hit him two times with the Freak Bonk. Freak Bonk. Dr. Bonk. Freak Bonk. We are the freak. Do, do, Dr. Bonk. Ooh. Bonk, bonk. Ooh, wiggly skin. Stay on the ones. Always keep it bonky. We are the freak.
Okay, I can't do this anymore. I
to the bonk.
Thank you so much for listening to Text Me Back. If you like the show, please tell your best friend about us and rate and review us. It helps people find the show. Text Me Back is a production of KUOW in Seattle, a proud member of the NPR network. Our editor is Jeannie Yandel. Our senior producer is Brandy Fullwood. Our mixer is Jason Burrows.
Diana Bowen makes our video clips, and they are delightful. I'm not just saying that because we're in them. Go enjoy them at TextMeBackPod on Instagram and TikTok. Our production team includes Michaela Giannotti-Boyle, Amelia Peacock, Alicia Villa, Hans Twight, Brendan Sweeney, and Marshall Eisen.
Our music is by Chief Ahamefele J. Oluo.
Special thanks to our perfect angel, Isolde Raftery.
I'm Lindy West.
And I'm Megan Hatcher-Mays. See you next week.
The next time you hear this voice, it'll be 42 years old.
Ooh, spooky.
It's gonna be like, where's my creamed corn?
Where's my garmambosia?
That's my Twin Peaks impression.
It's good.
Thanks.
At a time when information continues to come at us faster and faster, sometimes you need to hit pause and rewind. NPR's Throughline takes you back in time to the source of the news stories filling your feed. Find NPR's Throughline wherever you get your podcasts.